Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Do you like the get up? I mean, even the hair? Like, I look professional. This is how I dress on the radio show. This is what I look like when we're doing radio. You guys get the slummed down version of me. But appreciate you guys being here. Obviously not live tonight because I want to bring you this conversation that I had with Chris Malloy. It's an outstanding conversation. Obviously the head golf coach at Ole Miss, fresh off of another individual national champion and a trip all the way to the national semifinals in the NCAA tournament. We talk about that, his time at the U.S. Open in Oakmont, the psychology of being a college golf coach and how you prepare for tournaments, and also the portal era and what that does for golf at Ole Miss. So a really good conversation, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Don't forget, while you're here, to subscribe, if you have not already, to wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review anywhere you get your podcast. Also, right here on YouTube, leave a comment, like, subscribe, and all that good stuff right here on YouTube. And before we get to the interview, I want to tell you that the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. You guys know the drill. Exit 40 in Brookhaven or toyotabrookhaven.com. That's the website. If you want a car buying experience with people that are not going to look at you like dollar signs, they understand how big of a purchase it is and how delicate of a purchase it is, that will actually take care of what happened at Toyota of Brookhaven. $1,000 on me, any in-stock new Toyota, if you just tell them that I sent you. Seriously, $1,000 on me, any in-stock new Toyota. They also have a great service department, one of the highest rated in the state if you live in the area. Check them out, Toyota Brookhaven on Exit 40 in Brookhaven. They will deliver. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority with 16 locations here in Mississippi. So there's very likely to be one in your backyard. Their online banking platform's outstanding. They have local loan servicing and decision-making because, again, they make you their priority. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. And finally, Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. That's the website. Advantage Business Systems has you covered. If you're a business in Mississippi and you need office technology, copiers and printers, mail machines, cloud storage, data security, whatever it is. If it's tech, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, check them out, absms.com. Tell them I sent you and they'll give you an assessment on me. They'll come out, give you a quote, all that stuff on me. Just tell them that I sent you. Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Appreciate you guys being here. The interview will end the podcast, so a bit of a shorter one, but a really good conversation from a really good coach that's doing really awesome things at Ole Miss. So here that is for you right now, Chris Malloy with me talking Ole Miss golf.
Malloy, the head golf coach at Ole Miss, joins us right now. And coach, do you mind if we start with Oakmont? So you had a couple of players that were there, of course. What was that course and that test of golf like, in your opinion, being on the ground and getting to see that?
I didn't have to play it, and I still think I have some, PTSD. It was it was brutal. But, I was telling somebody today, it's the most fair, brutal test of golf that you can imagine. Rough was certainly that made it more difficult, but just on any given day, the place is nearly impossible, and as I walked around there, that was my first time being on property there, and you're walking around watching the best players in the world look like fools, and I'm talking in the practice round. I mean, like, and then again, once the tournament started, so it was quite the test.
Yeah, and Shane Lowry's throwing microphones, Rory smashing a tee marker. You had a couple of lockers get destroyed in the locker room. Tyrrell Hatton's losing his mind. Did you, when you were talking to your players leading up to that event, what was their mindset like, knowing that, hey, the best to ever do this are going to be frustrated beyond measure, so don't worry about it if you struggle? What were those conversations like with your guys?
Just what you said. You had to be honest. The elephant's in the room. We all know it's hard, and we know the rough stick. But you have to get out there and actually experience that, and then just realize it's golf. And if you watch, Tinkersley, makes like a 15-footer for triple on the first hole, and really didn't hit a bad drive. But besides that, didn't hit any more bad shots, and You know, I think he's, what, like five over through three or four holes. And then after that, played great. You know, once he settled in and realized, okay, you know, this is just golf. It's really hard golf, but they've also played really hard golf before, too. So there are so many things thrown at them, you know, that week, you know, their first major they've ever played. And then on top of that, that it's Oakmont. Once they got through the first few holes, they settled in and played well and what an experience.
And speaking of experience, your second individual national champion with Lasasso, what can you tell us about him that people don't know beyond, like, the shorts and the playing elite golf?
Yeah, the shorts, you certainly jump out to you, but no, he's a tough kid. Transferred to us after his freshman season from NC State. Just has been, very coachable. He's the guy that you can kind of rattle his cage a little bit, and he'll tell you thank you afterwards. He is ready. He likes the bright lights. He's the guy that, everyone stands up and says, yeah, I want to have the ball last. But do they? And that guy does. That's really what separates him. And you saw that coming down the stretch of the national championship to, hit the shot hit, and you really, I think his best stretch of golf was probably his last, four holes with not only the individual national championship on the line, but the team, to advance through to get into match play. He was at his best, and a lot like Braden was when he won, and coming down the stretch there, didn't have his best stuff and was just as cool as it gets. And, that's why they're national champions.
When I was in school there, Ole Miss golf, modern Ole Miss golf had Jonathan Randolph, and that's really about it. It just was not a program of note. And since you've been there, two individual national champions, you make the quote-unquote Final Four this year. Two of your former players are now card-carrying members of the PGA Tour. How'd you do it?
Golly, it's cool hearing it, I'm just so proud of. But listen, when I got here in 2014, we didn't have it going in the right direction, and there was a lot to be done, and it was hard work. It was selling. I remember telling Ross Bjork at the time. I said, this is a really, really hard job, and it's going to take somebody that's lived it to be able to sell it. Like, there's nobody that I, in my opinion, that can sell the vision better than I can, right? I was here. I was here as a player. I know what I think makes this, place tick. I played in the NCAA championships, in one of those rare couple of years that we actually made it, kind of caught lightning in the bottle and got through. A lot of hard work, a lot of getting lucky, a lot of guys, like a Braden Thornberry, like Jackson Suber, like Michael Lasasso, and all these other guys, believing in a vision. And again, that takes a lot of luck.
And the two national champions, Thornberry and Lasasso, unique swings. And like, I've got friends that are taking up golf, and I tell them, don't watch Rory on YouTube. Because you're not going to be him. Don't watch him on YouTube. Learn your swing and swing your swing. When you watch those two guys play and you watch them swing, do you think there's no way they should be this good?
I remember watching Braden. Braden's is probably more unique than Mike's. Mike takes a big lash at it. It's maybe not conventional, but it's more conventional than Braden's. And but if you broke Braden's swing down in all the key spots, he was usually in a good position. Now, how he got to those key spots, that was the part that was unique. But if you looked at where he was at the top, and then maybe halfway down, then at impact, it was always in such a good spot. You wouldn't teach guys to swing at it like those guys, but man, when they add up the scorecard, it works.
So what's next? Again, you make the Final Four, you win a national champion or have an individual national champion. What's the next step for your program, and how do you take it?
Yeah, I mean, a team national championship, and listen, I you know, we all say that, and you watch our women's program, and they did it, and Corey's done such a good job here, and there's no doubt that the synergy of both programs, you know, help each other, you know, and you know, continue to push each other up there. But to win the actual team national championship or even an individual national championship, you got to do all the right things. You got to have a great team, but you also have to have luck. And, you know, we thought we were right there this year. You know, we thought we had it until we didn't. But I don't. I sit there and say, hey, you know, we got to bring that trophy, and certainly that's the goal. But just to put ourselves in position, you know, to keep fielding good teams like we have, and put yourself in that moment, give yourself that chance. You know, eventually you're going to break through. But at the end of the day, if you sit there and define whether we had a, you know, a good season by if we won a national championship, you know, now you're bringing in some luck to it. But if we can sit there and say, hey, we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we had a great regular season, gave ourselves a run in postseason, man, that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Fresh off of having an individual national champion finishing in the semifinals of the NCAA tournament and on your radio right now. So Coach, I want to ask you, we talk so often about what the portal does for football, what it does for basketball and baseball. What does it do for a sport like yours? You mentioned Lo Sasso, your national champion, came from somewhere else, but how do you have to navigate the player movement era in college sports as the golf coach?
Yeah, it's the same. You know, we're certainly on a smaller scale than, you know, football. You know, it's, you know, not as many players. You have 9 guys on your roster, but it's still real. And, you know, we don't want to, you know, live by it, although we've had a lot of success. You know, we've gotten the number one player off the portal, I think, you know, 3 of the last 5 years. So we've had success. But we'd like to use it to supplement. And, you know, if you had a couple of guys that come in and maybe haven't developed the way that you anticipated, you know, maybe you can get them, you know, they decide to go to a different school and then you get somebody in that is a little more developed. You know, but again, I don't know that we'll take, you know, we haven't taken anyone off the portal in this cycle. That doesn't mean we won't this summer. But if we do, it would be, you know, one player.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Michael Lo Sasso is now able to participate in the Masters if he remains an amateur, correct?
Absolutely. So, you know, we got the U.S. Open. He gets Arnold Palmer, the Bay Hill Invitational, and the Masters. And he's playing Rocket Mortgage next. He'll get some sponsors invites on top of that. But, yeah, the Masters, obviously the crown jewel there.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so on the other side of the modern part of college athletics, do you have your guys wearing, like, Nike or maybe FootJoy or something? Is that something that you guys with Walker Jones and the Collective work on for your golfers now that they can do that?
Yeah, it's, you know, we're still bound, you know, under our Nike, you know, contract with the school to, you know, everything we do team-wise and team tournaments to stay under that Nike umbrella, which is fine, which is great. But yes, you know, once these guys, you know, like a Michael Lo Sasso, it's a great question. When he goes to the Masters and played in the U.S. Open last week, he's got some outside sponsorships and is able to capitalize there as he should. So when they're out doing their own deal, you know, during the summer, or if they happen to, you know, get a sponsor's invite into one of these PGA events, yeah, they can, you know, they can wear whatever they'd like.
Awesome. So back to the national championship tournament and finishing in the Final Four the way you did. Weekend hacks like me just show up to a course and, hey, there's the fairway. I'm going to try to hit it in the fairway. Hey, there's the green. I'm trying to hit it near the pin and whatever. The preparation, though, that goes into events like that, can you walk us through that? I heard an interview with a caddy going into Augusta and the hours and hours and hours of preparation that they have before they show up to the grounds. What do you guys do, you as the coach and your players do before you enter a tournament, especially one with the national championship on the line?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And listen, before we go to tournaments, we do a lot of, you know, most of the places we've seen before, but if we haven't seen it, or if I have a player that hasn't seen the tournament, we'll do a lot of Google Earth, you know, prep, and, you know, they'll be able to compare it to the yardage book, you know, that they have. So, you know, but that's just in white and black, and we'll be able to compare the yardage book to what you can see on Google Earth to give them just a little more familiarity. With the national championship and getting out there to La Costa, it's pretty unique. It's such a long week, you know, that you're out there. A lot of schools, you know, flew out, I think, Sunday and even Monday morning. You know, we purposely did not get out there until Tuesday night, you know, because if you last, you know, to the, you know, basically the last day or second last day, you know, now you're talking about, you know, being there till the following, you know, Wednesday. And you can really, I've done it with teams. You can wear yourself out. And, you know, the grass isn't that different. It is bent toe in, you know, on the greens, but the rest of it was Bermuda grass. But we're used to Bermuda grass. We don't have to get out and chip and putt a ton. So we purposely kind of laid back, then took that Wednesday to go to a facility that was close by, you know, chip, putt, do whatever. And then the next day is the practice round. And then you have four events, and that, you know, during the regular season, every event is 3 days in three rounds. You know, the unique part of the national championship is it's four in a row. That's a lot, right? I mean, and people go, well, what's one more day of golf? Well, under that microscope and that amount of pressure, one more day is a lot. And then, you know, on top of that, then you go, okay, well, now you get cut into match play. Probably the dumbest thing that we do in our sport is we play the quarterfinals, so they cut to eight. And so you have first round, you know, with 18, you know, we beat Arizona State. Well, instead of getting to celebrate and go to the next day, you know, take that day to, you know, decompress, and especially our match, right? We you know, go into extra holes, have one of the most exciting finishes that I've ever seen. So you're on the high of that emotion, and then you get done, they go, okay, y'all have an hour to go get lunch, and then meet back on the first tee. We're going to do this again. And as you saw in our match, again, it's no excuse. When we saw in our match, it's just you get to the end of it, and, you know, us and even Oklahoma State are just gassed. I mean, you know, that Cameron Tankersley match, because those guys couldn't hit, you know, hit a fairway or hit a green, and, you know, people were laughing. They're like, this is just bad golf. I'm like, yes, but if you knew what we've gone through, the highs and lows, the emotions of that day, it made sense. I mean, it's so much.
And carrying their own bags, too.
Hopefully that answers your question. We probably take the opposite approach, getting in the national championship preparation as we do for the others.
What do we have to do to get them a caddy? All these guys carrying their own bags for as long as they did, they looked tired because they have 40 pounds on their back walking 10 miles a day.
No, exactly. There needs to be something. They actually just need to add another day onto this and make sure, you know, it's just one match a day. And then, you know, it's a long week, but it's fair at that point.
And watching that broadcast, and of course having Mississippi's Jim Gallagher Jr. on the broadcast, I thought was a really cool layer to it. But they had mics close to you guys, and hearing you talk to your players, you know, through their shots, and the psychology of golf is so interesting to me, because it's not necessarily about, okay, here's the swing. It's more about, in some cases anyway, building up their confidence before a shot. And so, I mean, have you, you know, talk to a sports psychologist, or is that something that has come naturally to you, where you understand how to work a personality as they're going through such an intense round in such a big spot?
Yeah, great question. And yes to all the above. You know, I've spent a lot of times with a sports psychologist, shoot, for my own game, you know, and you know, I've been there. I've been there in the moment. So I know what most of them are, you know, thinking. So all of those things help. To relate, but the one thing that I'll say, you try to simplify everything for the guys. I mean, when they get in that moment and the pressure starts to mount up, they just make it, and I did it, right? I mean, the tendency is to make it so much more difficult. You know, you're going through and you're almost adding numbers and looking at more stuff, whereas as a coach, I'm just, you know, hopefully it came across in the broadcast, you're just trying to simplify it and just say, hey, you don't have to aim away from the spin. It's, you know, I remember sitting with Cohen, you know, and, you know, maybe it was one of the extra holes or, you know, one of the final holes, and, you know, he threw out, you know, five different numbers to me. And I said, Cohen, that doesn't, none of those matter except what it is to that hole. It's simplified. It's a simple eight iron. So I think that helps in the moment, because you just get to running so fast through so many numbers. You know, I always wanted somebody to simplify it for me. And every player is different, too. That's the other part. I mean, some guys, maybe you do need to give a few more numbers to. Some guys you need to speed up. Some guys need to slow down. But overall, I think, you know, the simple theme is it's just golf. Just hit the shot, and then we'll roll with it.
Coach, we're up against a hard break. You've been incredibly generous with your time. Congratulations on the success, and we wish you continued success, and we'll talk.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.